Hey friend, welcome back to the Intentional Mind Podcast. I'm your host, Ange Barnard, and on today's episode, we're talking about five practices to help you live an extraordinary life. Because if you're listening to the show, one thing I know for sure about you is that you are not the kind of person that just wants to settle in life. Like, you want to have an extraordinary life, not just an ordinary, average kind of life. You want an extraordinary life. And in order for you to have that, you got to be the kind of person that does extraordinary things. So we're going to talk about those things and the mindset that leads to being that kind of person today. So first off, I got to tell you that I, for a while there, fell off of my amazing habit that I love so much of journaling daily. And I was just checking in with myself and I was like, what is it that helps you feel your best and the most energized? And I noticed that for me, journaling is a big part of that. If I can just spend even just 5 minutes writing down my thoughts, it really changes the way that I show up. It's like I download the energy there that might be like holding me back, and I just take a look at my thoughts as the observer versus just letting it weigh me down. It's just such a helpful practice. And I just really enjoy those moments in the morning where it's quiet and I can just jot down what I'm thinking. I think it's just such an amazing practice to have. And I don't want to be the person that gets so busy that I don't have 5, 10, 15 minutes for myself. Because at that point, then it's like, what kind of life are we living here? If I can't even take the time to sit down and write out my thoughts. So I had to jump back on my path of getting this going. And this is where this podcast idea came from. Because it's actually just notes from my own journaling and things that I was thinking about in my own life and how the kind of life I want to live and what are the practices I need to have to be that person. So I thought I would share them with you. So let's get right to it. So the first practice that I believe that you need to have to live an extraordinary life is to focus on what it is that you want to create or who you want to be, to actually dedicate time to focusing on being that person. Because you know what I think happens for a lot of us is we get so busy doing the things, all the things, you know what all the things are. Keep your family stuff going, the work stuff, all these other things. And you don't end up focusing on who you really want to be, the kind of person you want to be, or the things you want to create in the world. And if you don't intentionally direct your focus and energy towards those things, you won't create them and you won't be that person. And we need that reminder in our lives. We need to take, that's why I love journaling so much. And we were just on this rant about journaling, because you take the time to really sit down and really think about, who do I want to be? What do I want to do with my time here? Because you know how fast time goes, so fast. So you got to be intentional about your focus. And I think today, in today's world, as we're all so busy and there's a lot going on and we have short attention spans, there's a lot of information out there, one of the things that really set you apart from other people that make you successful in today's world is your ability to focus on the things that are important to you. Too many of us are allowing our time to be taken up by things that aren't in alignment with who we want to be. So let me give you a real quick example. So if you tell me that you want to be a very healthy and fit person, but you're not directing your focus towards that, you're not directing energy towards that, you're not directing time towards that, you are not going to be that person. But you can say it's important to you, but if your focus isn't in alignment with it, it's not going to happen. So sometimes us need that little wake-up call. I needed that. When I was really thinking about my life and what I wanted, it's like, well, are you actually dedicating time towards that? Are you focusing on being that person? Because what's too easy is for everybody else's agenda to take up our lives and to be giving our time away towards things that don't really align with who we want to be. It's so easy for that to happen. And I really believe one of the things that the enemy uses, if you believe in that, that we're targeted, and I really feel like we are, something to distract us is to show us, like, fill our time with all these other things that maybe other people want or the things that are just shiny objects, and that we our focus goes there and it's spread all over the place versus directed towards who we really want to be. I think that's a strategy that is used. And I would say if there's one thing holding me back in my life to really create the results that I want, it's the lack of focusing on the things that I want to create that's happening. So step number one with this is for you to get clarity around what it is you want in the first place. So if you need help with that, if you haven't taken the Clarify Your Vision course or you just feel like you need some help, reach out. I put a link. You can book a one-on-one session. You can just reach out via email and I can send you something else that could be helpful to you. All that information is in the details section of this episode. Okay, so that reminder, check in with yourself. Do you need to amp up your focus in some area? What area is that? Because you know what that area that is as I'm talking right now. A lot of us can be really multi-passionate. There can be a lot of things that we want to do, that we're excited about, we're ambitious, especially if you're listening to the show. We tend to attract people like that. And we can be spread all over the place and we're not directing our focus towards something specific that we want to move forward. And as when our focus is all over the place, we don't make progress, you know, as much as we would as if it was directed. So really think about even thinking about your goals, like how can you zoom in to like the thing that is most important right now for you to work on or to create? Or how can you zoom into like thinking about this year is like, is there three things for sure you want to create in this world or that you want to transform in your life? Maybe you're like, I really want to zoom in and focus on my health. Well, then that means you better be dedicating time to focus on what you're eating, when you're exercising, when you're moving, when you're drinking that water, like those things that needs to happen. Or if it's your career, well, when are you going to be working on that transition for yourself? You know, zoom in that area. And I like to zoom in the area that I feel like can make the biggest difference in my life at that moment, or the area that I feel like is the most draining towards my energy, because I want to fix where that catabolic energy is showing up, because I don't want that holding me back in other areas of my life. So I want you to think about this. As I'm talking, I know this is an episode where we're gonna call each other out and be like, hey, like I gotta shine a light on this area so that I can still make this year one of my best years yet. Okay, so the second practice. So the first practice, let's sum that up. That is you picking what you want to focus on and focusing on it. That's the practice in a nutshell. Pick what you want to focus on, clarify that, and focus on it. Okay, let's move to our second practice to help you live an extraordinary life. Because those that live an extraordinary life, they have extraordinary focus on something and they're disciplined. That means they will put off feeling really good in the moment and maybe do that challenging thing in honor of who they want to be. I mean, I think a really good example is just working out. Like you might not feel like working out, it might be uncomfortable, but you'll do the thing in honor of who you want to be. You'll go through that discomfort for long-term satisfaction. You'll choose short-term discomfort for long-term satisfaction. And I think when it comes to our focus too, it can be really uncomfortable to focus on something when you want to do all these other things. But if you're willing to choose that discomfort to allow yourself to focus on the thing, that's going to lead to more satisfaction for you in the future. I really believe that. And I've been playing with that for myself because even right now, I don't want to do all of my tax document information. Like I don't want to deal with that. I hate that stuff. And that is something that I need more discipline around. I need to be able to choose that discomfort and deal with it because it leads to long-term satisfaction for me. It leads to me being the kind of person I want to be, the kind of business owner, the kind of person that's intentional with their finances, that knows what's going on when it comes to that stuff, the tax stuff and all that, you know? Like it's not going to serve me to do all the things that I want to do like in the moment because there's so many other things that I want to do. So that's just what we need to think about is like we need that discipline and focus in our life. And I know it can be uncomfortable, but how can we practice being uncomfortable and focusing? Because a lot of what's happening in our world is training us to have a very short attention span and to not focus. And that's not going to lead to us creating the results that we want. So we got to do the work to strengthen our focus and to be disciplined around it. All right. I needed that message from myself. Okay. So we're going to move into our second practice to help you live an extraordinary life. And it's this. I think it can be summed up. I got a lot of notes here, but it can really be summed up by simply telling you that you got to put yourself out there. You got to let yourself be seen. You can't be hiding. Because this is the thing. People who create extraordinary lives, they have relationships that lead to that extraordinary life, meaning people like them, and that leads to opportunities for them. It's because they're putting themselves out there and they're willing to be seen. So many of us hide. We don't put ourselves out there. We don't speak about the things that we desire in our heart. We don't talk about the opportunities that we could offer even other people. We just hide. And then no one knows about our greatness because we're not talking about it. And then we also don't build good relationships. And that's key to you creating any success in your life. Someone out there is going to help you do it. They're going to help you create that success. They're going to lead you to another opportunity. But you got to be willing to let yourself be seen. And I'm going to speak about this with my career coaching hat right now. Because there's so many people that I've worked with over the years who are like, I don't like this job. Like, I just feel like it's not in alignment with who I really want to be. Or maybe there's a part of it that they really don't like. And I find that those that create the opportunities that they really desire and they love, they don't hide. They let themselves be seen. They start talking to people. They start talking about the things that they desire. They share that with other people. They start putting themselves out there and networking. They start going after opportunities. That's the only way for you to create opportunities in your life is to actually be open to them, to let yourself be seen, to go after them. So I'm asking you this right now. Where are you hiding in your life? Where are you not allowing yourself to be seen? And can you tap into your courage more and put yourself out there more? And this could even be just growing your community, like going out to an event and meeting new people, because those new people are going to lead to some more things for you too. I've noticed throughout my life that has been probably the number one thing that has aided to my success is because I put myself out there when I feel uncomfortable. I show up to things that by myself and I feel dumb when I show up. And I'm like, I don't know what to say. And I feel like that kid and, you know, the first day of school and I don't know who to sit by. Like, I have that feeling a lot. And I do it. I put myself out there and deal with the discomfort, work through it. And then it leads to me meeting amazing people, learning new amazing things, leading to some awesome opportunities. It's like, when I think about it, it's like all the success I've created in my life is due to someone else liking me. Really, of course, it's due to my discipline and my focus, my intentionality, but also because someone else liked me. They gave me the opportunity because I was willing to allow myself to be seen, to be liked. I was even willing to allow myself to be disliked. I was willing to allow myself to be rejected. I was willing to ask for the thing and have someone say, no, I'm not giving that to you, or no, I'm not giving you that job opportunity, or whatever it is, and keep picking myself back up. So recently, when I felt discouraged around not getting the opportunities that I was looking for, I was like, what's worked well for you in the past, Ange? And I was like, continuing to show up, keep putting yourself out there, keep going after it, and trusting the process, letting myself be seen. I send emails sometimes out and I want to like vomit when I'm sending it out. I'm like, ugh, cringe. I feel so vulnerable, like sharing that or asking for that. And I do it anyways. And I'm going to continue to keep being that person because that leads to the opportunities I desire in my life. Hiding is not going to lead to anything for you. I was talking to a young group of students. When I say young, I'm talking about like college. And I was saying one of the best things that you can do is to stand out in these rooms. Don't hide in your classroom. Like, make it known that you're here. And this applies to your life, in your work, and whatever else you're doing in your community, make it known that you're there and that people remember you, because then they're going to remember you for opportunities too. Because I just remember being that girl back in the day and like not making it known I was in the class, not raising my hand, not speaking up. And there was, you know, thankfully I had some shifts happen and I wasn't that person anymore. And now I'm so grateful because even now, since I've been out of grad school for, I don't know, since 2014 or something like that, it's been a while. And I still have amazing relationships with the faculty from when I went through my program that have wrote recommendations for me, that have, like, even to this day, gotten other opportunities for me, speaking opportunities and things like that. But it was because they knew me, because I made myself known years ago. So wherever you are, make it known that you are there and help people, you know, help them meet their goals. And that's one of the best ways people want to help you, is because they feel like you're helping them. So one of the things too, when I reach out to people, this is a little rant, but I think it's helpful. When you reach out to people, ask how you can be of help to them. Come from that energetic place. How can I help you? How can I support you? Even if you're asking them for something, make it a habit that you're always giving that, I guess, generosity, saying, how can I help you too? Or please let me know if there's any way I can support you, your goals, what you're doing, how I can help you. I've been making a conscious effort to be that person and generate that kind of energy when I talk to people, because I know that that energy is needed for me to create an extraordinary life. I got to be the person that shows up that way. That's not all about me. It's all about me. I want something. No. In fact, that is so annoying. I'm just going to call it out because this is, I know a rant, but we're going to keep going. So the thing is, we get a lot of people asking to come on this show, asking to be a guest on the show. And one of the things that just drives me nuts is that when they pitch themselves to come on the show, which I think is awesome. Pitching yourself is awesome. Go after what it is you desire. I love that. But when they do it, they pitch themselves in a way where it's all about them. I have this new book coming out and I want to talk about my book. I have, you know, whatever it is. It's like, it's all me. I have this message. I think it's, you know, I can share it with you, or it's just very them. And so recently I was on this Facebook feed and someone asked about advice around pitching podcasts. And I had shared that don't make it all about you. Actually listen to the show, like actually write a review, tell the person how you can provide value, because you've listened, you know maybe there's a gap. There's something that you can provide value in, and then approach it with like, this is how I'm going to help you. You know, you come from a service-oriented place, not an all-about-me mindset. And I can tell you from the hundreds of people have pitched me, very few show up with that kind of energy, with the kind of energy of like, let me help you. I want to be of service, because it's like all about me, 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 me. So I just want you to remember that, like, when it comes to living, creating an extraordinary life, you got to share that anabolic energy. Be the kind of person that not only lets yourself be seen, but to be seen in a way that's helpful, to be seen in a way that's loving, that's filled with gratitude. It's filled with the energy of the anabolic energy that we've been talking about. Let yourself be seen that way. That's the point I'm making here. Okay, so in a nutshell, that practice can be summed up with letting yourself be seen. Practice being seen, and you know what area you need to be seen in. Practice being seen and bringing the anabolic energy to the conversations that you have. Because people liking you is key, and you knowing certain people is key to you creating more opportunities for yourself. All right. Even in our careers, like some of us don't want to leave our certain careers that we're working in. And that's great. But you might find that you want to improve in that specific career. Well, you still got to make yourself known. There might be other people in the organization that you need to know more about, that you need to have a better relationship with. I see so many people miss out on opportunities because they're not well known where they're already been working, or they don't have a good relationship with a person of power that could lead to another opportunity for them because they haven't invested in it. They haven't taken the time to be that person that brought the anabolic energy to that other person. And they're not memorable. They're not top of mind when this other decision maker is making decisions. So I think there's a big gap there that we're missing out on when it comes to living an extraordinary life, is that we got to be seen. Let ourselves be seen. We got to focus on building those relationships, and we need to bring that anabolic energy to wherever we show up, that's memorable. Because you know what people remember? How you made them feel. That's what they remember always. And one of the best things that you can do to influence other people from an authentic place is to make them feel good. And that requires you to bring that feel good energy to every interaction. So can you practice that now? Every email that you send, every time you talk to someone, that's going to lead to you living an extraordinary life. Okay, now we're going to move into our third practice, which is to keep your vision. First, got to have a vision. Clarify that. If you need help with that, again, reach out. But you need to keep your vision in front of your eyes and use your vision to move forward. Okay, keep it. That's what extraordinary people do. They have a vision. They're clear about what it is they want. And that's why they're able to direct their energy and focus there. And you need to train your brain to keep that in front of your mind. So it's continuing to look for opportunities. The reticular activating system isn't like missing out on opportunities and not letting them come in and making it so you can't see them, because it knows, it's very clear that's what you want. That's why when you get clarity around what it is you want and you start talking about it, you see more opportunities aligned with that. So even if you start talking about someone specifically, all of a sudden that person reaches out or you see some things about that person. Why? Because now your reticular activating system is looking for that opportunity for you. It's not filtering it out like it was before. You got to train it properly. You do that with your vision and keeping it in front of your eyes. Another thing I've noticed for myself is I've been, so one of my goals or identity statements this year with my vision is to be an abundant gardener. Like, I'm all about creating this garden, and I want it to be like just abundance of growth and to eat these healthy foods that I grew and all that. So I've been geeking out about that. I have recently been a part of a course, taking this course and learning a lot about soil and just all these different things. And it's really fun. I'm really excited about my vision for the garden. So what I've noticed, though, since I've been talking to people, is that those that act that are really good at creating this amazing garden of abundance, they're really intentional about it. In fact, the ones I've talked to that I've admired the most have showed me sketches of the garden before, how they laid it out. They shared with me their overall vision for that garden and how it was created. So I was like, yeah, just a great reminder here that this extraordinary kind of garden you created was because you had a vision for it and you kept it in front of your eyes and you directed focus and energy towards making that vision become reality. That is essential here. All right. So even just like when I look at, I'm in the process now of developing my baby registry and I've been obsessing about what items I actually need because I don't want just a bunch of crap. I want stuff that is really helpful to my baby and my lifestyle. You know, this that involves a lot of traveling and I want to be very minimal about, I don't want a bunch of stuff, like I said. So I've been really intentional about studying other people. I have this Excel document going, and if you have any tips, reach out. Any tips that you have. I'm all ears for them because I've been putting into this document to figure out what I want to be, the kind of mom that I want to be. So even those that I've been looking at or admiring, I've noticed they all had visions too. They had visions for how they wanted to parent. They had a vision for what they wanted their baby space to look like. You know, they had a vision and then they directed focus and energy towards it. That's what makes someone extraordinary. How many of us are walking around without a clear vision of what we're working towards? How many of us are not focusing and directing our energy towards who we want to be? Or how many of us are sitting here like, yeah, that'd be nice. I would love that. But then you're actually not doing anything to bring that into your life. It takes focus. It takes vision. It takes focus and energy directed intentionally. Okay. So my next practice is, I don't know how I'm going to sum up all these for you guys because I have them all written all messy. But in a nutshell, it's this. What you measure, you make progress on. Okay, so those that live extraordinary lives, they measure things. They measure certain areas of their life and things that they're working on. So not only do you have a vision, you're directing focus towards it, you are measuring your progress on it. So the reason this one has hit me hard, and I just wrote a post about this on Facebook, and I also shared on Instagram recently about the foods that I was eating this week and what I was proud of and some of my little recipes and stuff. And the reason why I shared that was because I was asked by my midwife to do a gestational diabetes test to make sure that I didn't have gestational diabetes. So a part of that process was to track my blood sugars after, like, when I first wake up and then an hour after my meals, and just to see what's going on with my blood sugar. And it's been great. I'm at healthy space. But while I was doing that, another part of the process was to track the food that I was eating. So I've been super intentional about what I'm eating, because what I've noticed is when I'm writing it down, I actually find myself being way more intentional about it. I ate the most healthy I've probably eaten for a long time because I actually had to write it down. And I was noticing what I was bringing in. And I was really thinking about, how do I eat in a way that helps, that aligns with, you know, being healthy and not having these crazy blood sugar spikes. Like, I was really thinking through those things. So my point is, I was like, dang, I could benefit from, because I'm so proud of the way I've been eating and showing up, is because I've been tracking it and measuring it. So I thought I could benefit from doing this measuring and tracking from in so many other areas of my life, because it does help me focus. It helps me see what's going on. And that's even true with our money. A lot of us like to avoid the money thing. I get it. I was just talking about avoiding my tax stuff that just keep putting it off, right? Make it be triggering for you in some way to actually take a look at it. But when you actually have the Finance Friday or have those money dates with yourself and you actually track what's going on with your money, you're more intentional with it. And then you're able to move forward on your goals and you can see what's working, what's not working. And that's going to help you out. So many of us aren't doing that in areas of our life. And that's making it so we're not making the kind of progress we want, because we're not tracking it. We're not measuring. And if you actually measure, you're going to be able to take intentional action and see the progress that you're making. That's another bonus benefit to it, is that you get to feel the joy of making yourself proud when you're like, I did it. Like, and you can see the progress. Like, even when I just simply track my workouts that I did, or how many steps I had that day, or did I do my 5 workouts in the week, or whatever it is, it's like, I feel so proud about that when I notice that I'm doing it. And that energy of feeling proud of myself, it helps me keep moving forward. And I wouldn't have that if I didn't measure it, if I didn't track it. So even in my planner, there's certain things I track daily just because I want to make myself proud. I love that feeling. I want that kind of energy to move me forward, to keep me going. So extraordinary people, obviously they're intentional. Those that have extraordinary lives, they measure. They measure what's going on. They take a look at each area of their life. And this is even like with your own relationship. That can help too. It's like looking at, it's like, how is our relationship going? And I was just, as I was journaling about this, I thought about a practice that Ian and I used to have back in the day when we first got married. We had this book where it was a journal. It was a book that was filled with journal questions. It was like 5 journal prompts. And you answered them each week together. And you also reviewed your upcoming week. And I want to pull that book back out, because I was like, that was really cool. Because it was like, you know, what's working well? Like, how can I support you? Some question like that this week. And then there was a question around like more about improvement stuff. I forget the questions, but I just remember they were so helpful, because it allowed us to, again, measure, like, how are things going? Let's check in. Where do we need support with each other? What's coming up this week that we might need additional, you know, help with? How can I pray for you? What area are you struggling with? How can I better support you? Like, again, going back to that. But it's like you had, it was measuring, like, how are things going? So I want to get that practice going. I'm really thinking about all areas of my life when I think about the life wheel. And we think about like your health, your career, your relationships, your spirituality, all the different areas of our life. I'm thinking about, how can I add some element of measuring to that area? You know, what do I even want to measure? And what you want is, this goes back to having that clear vision. Once you have the clear vision, it's like, let me measure and see if I'm being that person that I want to be. If I'm not, what needs to change? What needs to improve? How can you be more intentional with your money? You can measure what's going on with your money right now and then see if it aligns with who you want to be. How can you be more intentional with your health? You can measure around, again, what are you doing with your health right now? And what do you want to be doing? Who do you want to be? And how can you and then measure the progress on that? But I'm telling you, this whole, I got to be real with you. I was kind of annoyed when I found out that I had to track my blood sugar and prick my finger. And I was just like, really? Like 4 times a day? Seriously? But now I'm like so grateful for this experience because it woke me up and it was like, yeah, Ange, look how proud you are that how you ate this week. Because you were tracking it, you were watching it. Now, how can you be doing that as you move forward? Like, I had the best food this week. I found the best recipes. And I just felt really good about the way that I ate. And I'm telling you, it's because of the measuring. So that's in a nutshell. I know that was a long way of saying you got to start measuring stuff in your life. All right, let's move into our next practice. And this one, let me see how I'm going to sum this one up for you. Okay, so what I have written here is that extraordinary people, they that have extraordinary lives, you know what they're really good at? They're really good at solving problems. And that leads to that extraordinary life. Meaning, you know what we get like paid well for is when we can solve problems. So I think about that a lot as like, what problems in this world do I actually want to help solve that I'm passionate about helping solve? Because if you're helping people, this goes back to, it's not the energy of problems that we're focusing on here. It's the energy of service and helping. It's the anabolic energy. You see this theme? When you start focusing on that and you ask yourself, like, what do I really want to help with? And you focus on, yeah, again, helping with that. That leads to an extraordinary life. Because what happens is you end up being blessed because you are showing up that way. And people like want to pay you to help them, or they like, you know, they see you as helpful in a certain area. And then you get amazing opportunities as a result of that. So really thinking about that, like, what problems are you even passionate about solving? What do you want to help people with? And do that. Generate more of that energy, that anabolic energy, and be of service. I've been thinking a lot about that one for myself, you know, as things are shifting, I feel like, in my career a bit, and I'm really doing work that feels more aligned to me and that's in alignment with my vision. I think about how even if getting booked for a speaking event, I think about how I need to target what's the problems that people have and how can, and then I speak about solutions and strategies and things that help. This also relates to people I work with when they're trying to land a TEDx talk. It's like, what is the problem that you're trying to help solve, that your idea helps solve? So that might be helpful to you to think about. What problems do you care about? How can you help more with that? All right, let's see what else I got here. I think I went through all of my list of my 5 practices that were in my journal. So let's see if we can try to backtrack and summarize these. Okay, so, and did we get to 5? We'll see. So the first one was you picking what it is that you want to focus on and actually focusing on it, dedicating time to focus on that. What area of your life right now do you need to bring more focus and attention to? Because you know in some area you're not showing up as the person you want to be, right? So that means your focus and energy needs to go there. So that was practice number one, is directing your focus towards what it is you want to be focusing on and giving energy towards that. Practice number two, this was about you letting yourself be seen. So what area of your life do you need to let yourself be seen more? You need to put yourself out there more. And do you need to be of service when you are putting yourself out there? So we talked about the blend of like when you are talking to other people and you're reaching out, that you ask that, like, how can I be of service to you? How can I help? How can I support your goals? And you're putting that kind of energy out there. And you're sharing about the things you want more of. You're talking more about that. Again, putting yourself out there, going after the opportunities, not hiding. And then the third practice is to keep your vision in front of your eyes. So not only do you have to have a vision, you got to keep it in front of your eyes. You got to reflect on it. You got to keep training your brain to focus on being that person, to look for those opportunities. That's what I was doing this morning when I was journaling. I was looking back at my vision board. I went through my list of my identity statements and I was like, okay, I can see this area where I need to give more energy and focus to so that I can actually create that result that I want in my life. So that was the third strategy. The fourth strategy is about measuring. What you measure, you make progress on. So people who live extraordinary lives, they measure their progress. That is a practice that they have. So where can you start measuring stuff? Maybe it's your health, your workouts, it's how your relationship is going. Maybe you have check-in questions each week. Maybe your money, you need to start measuring what's going on with that, how you're spending it. If your investment actually leads to the results that you want, those kinds of things. And then the fifth practice is to be the kind of person who helps solve other people's problems, but the problems that you're passionate about. So thinking about that, zooming in, because we're all problem solvers in this world. The world is filled with a lot of problems. But how can you actually give your energy and focus towards the things that you care about? Because we all have problems that we're passionate about because we like to help people in that specific way. That's your zone of genius. So zoom into what that is. How do you best help people? This is a great question to even ask other people. How do you think I best help people? In fact, that's one of the practices that I use with my clients with career coaching when they're trying to figure out their thing that they really want to do is like asking other people, like how do they think they're already being very helpful, what their strengths are, what their gifts are. And then you zoom in your focus and energy towards that, where your gifts are, and your gifts will make you prosperous. Your gifts will help you live an extraordinary life. That's my point. All right, so hopefully that was a good enough summary there. We did get to five as I look at my messy notes here in my journal. All right, if you've been loving the show, you've been listening, please leave us a review if you haven't done so. Reach out if you have any questions or if there's something I can do to help guide you or direct you towards the resources. I'm all ears. Feel free to reach out to me. Have an awesome and blessed day. I will talk to you soon. Bye.